Do you remember being a very young child, and at any point during your childhood, you were asked this specific, particular question? What do you want to be when you grow up? I'm sure some of you would have immediately had an answer by now, while the others, who were just like me, we didn't know, because we were young after all, and we didn't exactly know what we wanted in life just yet. Until one special day, during my childhood, I finally found my answer to this difficult question. And here on WGLZ, where we're college radio and we're passionately vocal, my name is Abby, and I will be telling you my story on how I wanted to be an animator, all because of a simple school assignment. My story takes place during the academic year of 2014 to 2015. I am 11 years old and in the 6th grade. On this particular day, I was simply sitting at my desk in my social studies classroom. I was resting my face on my right hand in an uninterested, bored manner while my teacher was rambling on and on about the history of the 1930s. And having to hear the depressing events of the 1930s taking place during this time in history only contributed to my boredom manner, which sank me down into my desk. As his rambling continues, I sank further and further into my desk until a familiar name came out of his mouth. Superman. Upon hearing his name, I instantly snapped out of my boredom state, stood straight up in my desk, and leaned forward, wanting to hear every detail about Superman. And soon, I started to think of my favorite superhero characters from the TV shows I was watching, the Powerpuff Girls and Teen Titans. But soon, the teacher was done lecturing us about history and was about to hand our assignments for today. As he was passing the assignment paper to each classmate, he explained firmly over the instructions of this assignment. And today, you will be creating and writing a story of your very own superhero. Again, I instantly snapped out of my little daydream after the paper has been placed in front of me on my desk. And when I first thought about creating my own superhero, I thought of just ripping them off from my own favorite cartoon characters. But luckily, I chose not to and decided to use my brain for once. So I grabbed my pencil, and I placed my other hand firmly onto the paper. As I leaned down to start writing, and as soon as my pencil touched the paper, I just went to town. And when I tell you, when I was in the zone, I was in the zone. Any detail, any thought, any imagination, drop it down onto the paper. I was just continuing on and on until my hand became sore. I wanted to document everything about my character. Until the last 5 minutes of class came around the corner, I dropped my pencil down. And with a sore hand, I placed my hands to the side of the paper with my own eyes. And I stared at my character. And I want to introduce her to all. And now, introducing Mrs. Flames. Reminder, I'm in the 6th grade, I'm not good with names. Mrs. Flames, a charming yet hardworking factory worker with a burning passion to protecting her citizen, country, and home planet Earth at all costs. Any villain who dares to stop her would feel the burning wrath of justice. After class was just over, Mrs. Flames was all I can think about. Basically, I've just created my very own character. If I can create her, I can just create just about anything. I've just unlocked the ability to create anything. Now, I wanted more characters. And from this day on, only more and more characters have gone. And now, I basically have my very own little universe of characters, which will become an animated series one day. And I hope it becomes a hit. And that marks the ending to my story. Thank you for listening here on WGLC 91.5 FM.